The pasuk says, "Va'atem shmoa tishmu v'kareh lishmatem v'isi v'isem li zgula mikol am kili kol ha'aretz." Va'atem tiyuli mamleches kehanim v'goy kodesh. So Rashi says, what does mamleches kehanim mean? What does it mean? So Rashi says, sorim. You'll be rulers. Bnei David kehanim. That's what Klai Yisrael is going to be. They're going to be sorim, they're going to be ministers, they're going to be rulers, they're going to be malachim. And the question is, who are they going to rule over? Who are they going to rule over exactly? Who are they going to be a sar on? The Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Melachim, well known, there's a song about it, that Losad Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to make every Yid, what's going to be the purpose? The purpose of Reis Mashiach is not to rule over the Goyim, Loki Deshe Yishlatu, not that they should rule over the Goyim, not tell them what to do. Little kids have these coloring book pictures of Mashiach, that all the Goyim will be polishing their shoes, and that's not Mashiach. The state of the loss of love is pshat is binerim is ibashchina and sit on the entire. That's what's going to be. For some people, that's what they say. Loss of love is Gan Eden and Gehenim, right? It's not two different places. It's a Beis Medrash. They give you a Gemara with a Shtender. For some people, it's Gan Eden. For some people, it's Gehenim. But it's not, that's the etzem mahus of loss of love. You can be a cigarette also if you want. But that's the most, there's nothing else. What's sorim? Who are we coming to rule over? Who are we going to be in charge of? Sorim. The posh of pshat is vice dois. You all know that there's a well-known Baruch Chaim. Reb Chaim Shalevitz made it famous. He spoke about it a lot. I just want to add on one nekuda to the Baruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's g'day to chaz it over anyway. But I want to add on a nekuda. Pasuk says, "Vayisu mirefidim, vayavoy midbar Sinai, vayachnu b'midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar." Rashi says, "Ki ish echad b'lev echad." You all know that the Or Chaim HaKadosh learned out of this pasuk that there are three important hachonas for Matan Torah. The first hachona for Matan Torah, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, is "Vayisu mirefidim." Rashi says that refidim is shirofu yideyim min haTorah. It was a rifyan. Ribalt was a rifyan. Amalek stepped in. The second hachono is Midbar Sinai, says the Orachaim HaKodesh, Shiflos Vanova, Ki Ein Divetere Miskayim El Misha Mashbol Atzme Mesem Atzme Kamidbar. The first thing is Rifyin, Ein Atere Miskayim El Misha Memes Atzme Ele Odom Ki Yomus Boil. The second Tanai is Midbar, that a person should be Mashbol himself. And the third Tanai is Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, the third Tanai is Achtus. Shouldn't be separate. Three tnoim for Kabbalah Satayra, all in one pasuk. Amelus Matayra, his Atzmus Matayra, Anova, and Achtus. Those are the three tnoim. Each tnoi for itself is be'etzim a topic for itself. But what's the common denominator between all the three conditions? And the common denominator between all three conditions is the pshat of a mamlechus kehan of a great kodesh of what it means sorim. The common denominator between all three conditions of the Or Chaim HaKodesh is that a person understands that he's not the center of the Bria. He is the center of the Bria and he's not the center of the Bria. He's the center of the Bria in the fact that he's the tachlis of the Bria to be dovak in a kodesh baruch Hu. But the Anoichi, the me, is not the center of the Bria. And all three things that the Orachayim speaks about are in Yom that a person breaks himself. Amelus Batayra, the reason why it's a Kinyan for Tayra, the reason why it's one of the Kinyanei Tayra, is because a person is breaking himself. He's giving up his own pleasures, he's giving up his own Tanugim, he's giving up his own Taivis, and he's sacrificing it. He's sacrificing it for Torah. There's a misunderstanding. I say it to a lot of Bokhrim privately. There's a big misunderstanding about the issues of taivis with limud Torah, where you've all heard your whole lives that there's a clash between it, and the two things don't go together. And everybody knows the b'mitzias, it doesn't go together. Everybody knows the b'mitzias, it doesn't go together. And everybody's heard 100 times about amelus matayor, but nobody has a clarity 100% what the inyan is. The inyan of why taivis don't go together with limud Torah, and why it's the opposite of amelus matayor. Amelus matayor and gashmi is dika taivis are the same thing. The two sides of the same coin. A person isn't amel matayor because he's lazy, because he's involved in other things. The shayrish of it is not the hano that the guf has. It's not about that the Torah is against getting pleasure. It's not the pleasure Shabbat that's the problem. There's a tremendous misunderstanding. There's a misunderstanding that the word is, life is a misery. Life should be a misery. The more miserable you are, the higher dargu you are. That's not the pshat. What? That's the message you got? What? That's it. Well, you got it clear. That you got clear. That's not the point, brother. I'm saying some of the alephays of Yiddishkeit. That's not the pshat. The pshat of why amelus batayra / taivis are a steer to growth in ruchnius is because taivis is that it's all about yourself. It's all about me. What I need, what I want. And kol zman a person is feeding his needs exclusively because that's what I need or that's what I want, is he can't be bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can't be bottled to Torah, and it can't become part of him. So it's not the zach, that the etzem zach, that you had a fourth, fifth, sixth slice of pizza, whatever you're misogum for, yeah? I'm from Bar Park. Yeah? That's what they mean, personal pies, no? The pshat is, it's not the pshat there's anything wrong with the zach itself. Oh, but the zach is that you're feeding the you. You're feeding your own needs exclusively. A person who's feeding his own needs exclusively can't be Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then there's you and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There isn't one entity. And there's a tremendous misunderstanding in this Nakuda. That's what Amelus Batayra is about, by the way. Amelus Batayra is not a word of punishing yourself, of breaking your guf. Amelus Batayra is lifting up your guf to be nichna takarash baruch hu, to be bottle takarash baruch hu, to be tuffle takarash baruch hu. Calls man a person's Isaac in all gashmiistic and materialistic taivis. Is the word is you're feeding the anoichi, you're feeding the zich. Memeli, you can't be bottle takarash baruch hu. That's the oimik of the zach. So it's not the pshat that the zach itself is an evil thing. A person can't be mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. He can't attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimele, he can't be kind of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes with the Torah. That's the pshat of Amelus Batorah. That's the pshat of Rifyin. That's the pshat of all taivis in general. The second thing of Anova is the same thing. A person who doesn't have Anova, a person who walks around feeling that he created himself, he brought himself into the world, all the keiches that he has are his. The Alter from Kelm says, Ki hu ha-nesim l'chakoyach l'asas choyul. Pasuk says, Zoch v'as Hashem l'chakoyach, Ki hu ha-nesim l'chakoyach l'asas choyul. Also, a tremendous misunderstanding of what Anova is. The Alter from Kelm says, what does the Pasuk say? The person says, Anova means I'm nobody, I'm nothing, I don't have keiches. We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nebuch. It says he was an Onov, we call the other, he was a Takif, he was the Manik. That means an Onov doesn't mean a Nebuch. It says the Alter from Kelm, an Onov means that a person knows, Koyach Lasos Choyel, I have Gevaldike Koyches. I have Koyches Lasos Choyel. I have Gevaldike Koyches. A person recognizes his Koyches, and a person says, I have Koyches that the other guy doesn't have, and he has Koyches that I don't have, and I have special things. Oh, but you know that you got it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Anova means. Another means that the word is what's the tifkeit? Again, the tifkeit is not the fact that I'm nothing. The tifkeit is that I'm miyachis everything I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Saying you're nothing doesn't give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you nothing, so you're nothing. You're Nebuch. You're depressed. There's treatment for that, but that's not Anova. That's not Anova. Anova is, the tifkeit of Anova is that I'm miyachis everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu ha-meisim l'chakorech l'asos chorech, I know what I have. And I'm mevatel the choyel, what I have, I'm mevatel the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means Anov is not a negative thing. Anov is a kumba asay, that I'm doing an act of bittel of everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tifkeit of Anov. The third zach of Achdus, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, we spoke already many times, that the inyan of Achdus, Lev Echad, Ki Ish Echad, can only come when a person is mevatel his zich, when a person is mevatel himself. Achdus, what they call today unity, where there's a meeting of agendas, where the word is a bunch of people have the same taiva, that's not unity, that's not achdus. That's weiter separation. Now the word is, I'll use getting together to get what I want. That's not achdus, that's not what Rashi calls ki ish echad b'lev echad. The darg of ki ish echad b'lev echad means a total bittel of the zich, to become part of the whole. Like the Pasuk says in Mishle, l'taiva yivakish nivrod, when there's a mitzias of taiva, there's a mitzias of separation. Is ki ish echad b'lev echad is a simin hadavah that the person was mevatel himself completely. A person who's about taiva can't have achdus. Because the achdus doesn't provide me what I need. I need what I need. I don't need what you need. Ki ish echad b'lev echad means that I'm going to take care of what you need. I'm going to feel for your needs. Is the three tnoim of the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh are not stam sgulis for Torah, shein ezachin, hanova, achdus. There's a big misunderstanding about achdus. When people get together to fill their needs, that's the opposite of achdus. V'day l'chakima b'ramiza. There's a big thing. People think that achdus for itself is a gewaltige zach, right? We come together to eat. That's not achdus, by the way. Right? That's not achdus. It's more geschmack to eat together. That's the pshat, that's the oimek pshat. It's more geschmack to hear music together. It's more geschmack to have fun together. It's more geschmack to play golf together. That's not a unity weekend. We're coming together to enjoy ourselves together. That's not achdus. That's not the pshat of achdus, by the way. There's a tremendous understanding. That means the word is, it's not geschmack to get the pleasure alone. We'll get it together about to increase my pleasure. And there's a tremendous one, that's not achdus b'chol. Achdus is a bittel. Is when the achdus is coming to provide a person with his own needs, it's the opposite of achdus. The emes of achdus is v'yasu kulam lasas aguda echa lasas v'chaincha. Then there's an aguda achas. Then there's a mitzias of achdus where a person is mevatel himself to the whole. The three dargis of the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh are all coming from the same nekuda. They're coming that a person is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is mevatel himself to his neshama, a person is mevatel himself to what his ikar metzias is. That's the hachona for Kabbalah Satera. You all know, I've spoken about this topic many times from different angles. The Goyin says that, it says, Hazinu HaShemayim V'adabev, Hazinu HaTara V'kabbalah Likhi. The Goyin says that Torah is like rain. Many times people ask that they're learning, and they haven't changed. The Goyin says the Torah's on it. The Goyin says, Torah is like rain. Rain's on a field, says the Goyin. What's going to grow? It depends what you planted. If you planted, you hold, and you put seeds there, so when the rain will come, which is the energy, you'll grow a gewaltige peiros. And if you planted thorns there, or you didn't plant anything at all, you left the field alone, it's going to rain. What's going to happen? You have a field of weeds. A person, the Torah gives the koichas, but it's only going to fix a person who planted something there. And the hakdama to Kabbalah Torah is these three things. The hakdama to Kabbalah Torah is that chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't fix up these things, Torah is like nuclear power. It's the awesome, most powerful koyach that exists in the Bria. And a person brings it into himself. They'll know what is the himself? What is there? So if kineh and taiva and kovet is sitting there, so you combine that with nuclear power, and you get nuclear weapons. You get an explosion. And the more Torah you'll bring into such a matziv, the more kineh, taiva, kovet you'll have. Because the field has weeds in it, says the Goyin. The Hagdama to Matan Torah was that I'm going to give you Torah over here. I'm going to give you the awesome koyach of Dveikus Makodesh Baruch Hu, the most awesome, powerful shefa. Derech Hashem, the Ramchal speaks out that the highest shefa, the highest level of shefa that Akash Baruch Hu brings down Olam Hazeh is Torah. Is the hachana was go break yourself, break your kinna, break your taivit, break your kovit, that when the Torah will come to you, will have what to be chal on. There'll be what to grow there. But without the hakdama, a person's in danger. That's the pshat zocha nasa loy samam avos loy zocha loy zocha nasu is ham of a zocha. What's the zocha? What's the loy zocha? That's the pshat. Whether a person fixed himself up before the Kabbalah Zotayr. That's the emes of pshat. Va'atem tiyulim amalachas kehan ve'goy kodesh sarim. Who are they going to rule over? The emes of pshat is that a person rules over himself. It's a lot easier to rule over everybody else. Tell the other guy what to do, and the other guy is no good, and say lashon hara about the other guy. Everyone likes to feel good about themselves. The way we feel good about themselves is by... You can check yourself, by the way. 90% of the lashon hara we say is not because we're Rishon. And 90% of the lashon hara we say is because we want to feel choshev. And the way we do that is by... Yana guy is garnish. Mimela, we're epis. That's the opposite of mamlachas kahana. That's the opposite of sorim. Sorim means that you rule over yourself. And the purpose of matan Torah was that a person should rule over his remachi vormer sagidov. That they should be dovuk only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find by the Ovis something very interesting. It says by the Ovis that I saw a story recently about the Rebbe Lapian. He was standing at a bus stop. It's a famous story. He's standing at a bus stop, and it's not like these days where the buses come relatively frequently. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, you could wait for a bus an hour and a half without a on a steady basis. He's standing at a bus stop, and there were 50, 60 people standing there. You know, I mean, standing at a bus stop because everyone turns every second to see where the bus is coming. He stood there for an hour. He didn't move his head, didn't blink an eye. What's the pshat on that? Because the emes is that what are you moving ahead for? Right? What are you moving ahead for? What's the knowledge whether the bus is coming or not going to make a difference. No, all nervous wrecks, right? What's the shalom b'chal? The pshat is that in Kelm, they taught them that they were in complete control of everything they did. They were in control of their machshavas. They were in control of their movements. It's in Forsha Pasuk, by the way. It says by the office constantly, Vayisa Avram Asraglo. Vayisa as Einov. He picked up his eyes. He picked up his feet. Whether he picked up his feet, he picked up his eyes. Where did he take a suitcase? Where was going on a trip somewhere? He was going for Shabbos at Feria with Beis Yishayah. Where are they going? What's the Shabbos? Vayisa Einov. What's the Shabbos picking up the feet? What's the picking up the eyes? It's brought down the Bali Musar that the Pshat is, Vayisa means that everything they did was deliberate. There were no things that were done agav orcha. Is before they walked, they picked up their feet. They made a decision, they made a vote. Should we pick up the feet? Should we not pick up the feet? It means the feet didn't go by themselves. Most of what we do, we roll. But the office wasn't like that. The office who, office Hena and Amarkova, they were Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were Mamlechas Kehanim, they were Sorim on themselves. They ruled over themselves, over every one of their limbs and every one of their Ivarim and every one of their Machshavis, which were completely Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Matar of Matan Torah. That means when it says that Klai Yisrael, that Matan Torah, came back to the Darg of the Ovis, they came back to the Darg of Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet, right? Everyone talks about that. What is that Darg? What does it mean? He's a big tzaddik. Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet, Matan Torah. What does that mean? It means Sarim. It means they ruled over themselves. Self-control. So, the Darg of Ayisa Es Einov, we're not holding by. Right? So you pick up your foot, you put it down. We're not holding by that dargov, Ayisas Raglov. But the level of self control that we should be koina ayday the Matan Torah that we get every day, hayoim, that Matan Torah goes on, is that the tenoim are the still tenoim and the goals are the same goal. That we should have self control. That's the matora of a yid. That's the matora what we came into the world for. And that's the matara of our learning Torah. Va'atem tiyulim amalachas kehanim ve'goy kodesh. That's the matara of our learning Torah. Matara of our learning Torah is that we should be sorim on ourselves. That we should rule over ourselves. We should be shaylet ourselves. Over our moods. Over our midis. Over our taivis. Over our emotions. A person has a lot of heavy emotions, but you have to rule over them. When yeah, when not. A person should be shaylet, not hefker. That's the matara of Matan Torah. And if the word, a person zeicha to be goy kodesh, a person's dovak in a kodesh baruch hu, that's the next step. The result of mamlechas kehanim is goy kodesh. The result of the shlita of a person over himself, if a person works on these three dargis of the orachayim kodesh, the result is goy kodesh. That's the result. Then a person's taka zeicha to be dovak in a kodesh baruch hu. Then the Torah helps him to be dovak in a kodesh baruch hu. That's the goal of Matan Torah. That's the purpose. That's what we came into the world for. on any darga that a person works on these nekudas of the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh, a person is zeicha to this. A person is zeicha to be great Kadosh. Torah we have, it's the same Torah Messina. We're learning the same Torah Messina. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina. It's all but Torah. And it's Kehayoyim, it comes every day. V'lo Yosaf says in Chazal, there's a mountain Torah every day. Is every day there's an opportunity to be zeicha in these dargas. With a little bit of work, with a little bit of kavana, with a little bit of concentration. The battle of Ayisum Mirfidim Vayovo, what's the lashon again? Vayovo Midbar Sinai Vayachnu Bamidbar Vayichen Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor is I want to add on one more nekuda. It says in the Rashi earlier Bayom Hazeh. Rashi says Hayisor Lichtov Bayom Ahu Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Famous kasha. She said Bayom Ahu. So there's a famous Rashi. What does Rashi say? Sheyu Divrei Torah Chadoshim Alecha Kilo Hayom Nisona Hayom Hazeh. The Mefarshim are medayik that they didn't get Torah on this day. I want to hit on a Gavalda Gazach. It says, "V'chay desh ashlish yilatzeis b'nei Yisrael meret Yisrael by Yom Hazeh bo midbar Sinai." Says Rashi, the famous diik, what's by Yom Hazeh? Says by Yom Ahu. Says Rashi, no, it's by Yom Hazeh. Divrei Torah Chadoshim Alecha Kilo Hayom Nisona every day. Says the Baal Yemus, I don't remember who, but the pasuk is the wrong pasuk. This is not the pasuk of Mount Torah. Divrei Torah Chadoshim is going. It should have said by Yom Hazeh. Hashem also has a Torah. This day of B'chodesh Hashlishi is the day of Ayisum Refid Vayov Midbar Sinai Vayachnu Bamidbar. This is not the pasuk of Mount Torah. So what's Ki Chadoshim? It's in the wrong pasuk. Ishteita zok all the Baal Moshe. The Chadoshim is not going just on Limud Torah. The Chadoshim is going on the Hachana for Limud Torah. The Hachana of Ayisum Refid Vayov Midbar Sinai Vayachnu Bamidbar also is by Yom Hazeh every day Ki Chadoshim. And as much as a person is zeich in the hachana for Kabbalah Sotayra, as much as a person is zeich in the three tnoim kechadoshim, that's also the kechadoshim. The kechadoshim is not just on the bas kol that goes out from Torah every day from Har Sinai. The kechadoshim is on the bow midbar Sinai. The kechadoshim is on the hachana for Torah. And as much as a person is constantly works with his chachos on these nikudas, he's zeich again and again to Kabbalah Sotayra.